This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Mr. Schneidman, my name is Peter. I've decided I'm going to sell my house myself, but I really don't know where to begin. I was wondering if I could hit you up for some tips on where to go from here.
I'd love to tell you where to go from here. He's married to the Republican. He's a Democrat. And every time you play it, I can't remember his name. James Carville. Just think of the ice cream. Oh, someone just, you forgot to remind me to forward my phone. And of course, there's Roving Russ texting me. That means you're not listening, you bastard. The call, let's see if I could talk and forward my phone at the same time. The Rockford bit last week, my client called, and I sent it to him, and he wasn't all that thrilled that we edited it out. That was the one that he said he saw a naked woman in the guest house and said I might want to go see it. And he said that I edited out the punchline, the funny part, that it was there was a picture of a naked woman. It wasn't an actual naked woman. And I said, no, Richard and I discussed it, and we thought it was funnier this way. Get your own radio show. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. Today's guest is Trudy Carey, joining me in the second segment. She's an architect, a contractor, a real estate broker, developer, and the chief cook and bottle washer. She's going to talk a little bit about dog rooms, color trends, dryer vents catching on fire. That sounds like a catching topic. And she also owns Patterson Self-Storage. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. Year-to-date, kind of starting a little bit, since we're barely into not even a month. But I did take a look because I had made the prediction, which I've never done in 20 years, at the end of 2018, that I thought the first quarter of 2019 would see an increase in the median sales price of the year end, and we'll do year over year in the first segment here. But we ended up 2017 at $1,255,000. So my prediction was the median price would be higher for the first part of 2019. I'm already hedging my bets. I don't remember if I said the first quarter, but it was a simple prediction. I don't ever make predictions because that's not what I do and what I'm good at. But I noticed that a lot of the pending listings were higher, medium price. And so, ergo, when they close, the sales prices should be, that's the way the air goes. So, what do you mean? Why are you questioning that? You don't know that word? Oh, you like it? You like it. So here's my, so the credibility is good. $1,911,000 is the median sales price. No. I'm sorry. $1,006,000, which is still a lot higher than 2018's $1,255,000. So through January 20th, the median. Now that, you know what, that could just completely flip in the next 4 weeks, but at least I was right for the first 20 days of the year. $1,911,000 was last week's median price. How's that for that'll help you get up the median sales price year to date. And I had neglected to put that in last week, so that was a bell ringer. $1,911,000, and then the following week was $1,361,000, so still higher. So we'll see how that goes. Speaking of high, higher called in on a pot and real estate. I don't know if I'll have time. Let me make sure I get to what I have time to get to. Oh, I do want to mention Brent Glogey. He died maybe January 23rd. We don't know if it was Saturday or Sunday. I last connected with him on the Friday before. He's my best buddy. He contributed a lot to the radio program, writing and voicing some Rockford bits, helping me writing when I was writing real estate columns for the News Press and the Montecito Journal. He was a prolific writer, and he was a physicist, and he built, he owned the sound experience of Goleta for many years, and he died way too young, age 57. Well, I guess my call forwarding didn't work. Hey, Mom, I'm live on the radio. Can I call you after it's over? Oh, thank you. Bye for now. Well, that's a way, you know, and you know what? When my mom calls, It says call forwarding, but you know, the I didn't put in the number, but it says it was the old system used to remember. Yeah. And that's what you get when you try to call forward your phone on live radio. Now it's forwarded. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Brent. You offered a lot to me, and good remembrance to Brent. 2011, somewhere around January 23rd. When you're sick, go to the doctor. That's the lesson learned, especially when you have heart problems. Happy to see the lawsuit of the utility suing Santa Barbara County, mainly not only because I have a lot of stock in the utility, but because I think there's culpability. And I always thought it was unfair to just, you know, point the blame. You know, you could blame a lot of people, a lot of entities. So let's take a look at year-over-year stats. 2018, as I mentioned, we ended up at $1,255,000 for the median sales price. Trudy just walked in. She missed that year to date. We're at $1,006,000 median sales price. I don't think that'll stay up there, but I knew it was going to come up a little bit at the outset. So $1,255,000 for 2018 compares to $1,285,000 for 2017. So that's a 2.3% decrease in the median price. Not a huge drop. 8.9% in the number of sales. That's a bigger number. But remember, when I looked at without Montecito, we're only down 5% in the number of sales, not 8.9%. And the median price without Montecito is actually 1.7% higher, rather than overall, not 2.3% lower. And for some crazy reason, Montecito, even though it dropped in its median price from 2018 to 2017, the average sales price in Montecito was higher by 12% over 2017. So that's why we don't use the average, because that just means that a lot of higher-end property sold in Montecito, which is interesting to know, and that pulled up the average, but not the median price. So that's year-over-year, 2017 compared to 2018. Again, overall, 2.3% drop in the median price, not big, but almost 9% in the number of sales. Over the last five of the last 8 years, we had a decrease in the number of sales year over year, and four of the last 8 years, we had a decrease in the median price. 2018, if you look at short sales and foreclosure sales, what we call REOs, real estate owned, that's where the bank owns it now and is selling it. Two short sales, 10 REOs, total of 12. That's the fewest in the last 9 years. Last 2017, it was 17 total. Year before that, 16. Year before that, 30. Year before that, 25. And then in 2013, short sales and bank-owned foreclosures, 113. Year before that, 2012, 327. Isn't that a Chevy motor, a 327? Yeah. So obviously, that market has dried up. I don't know if that's going to change. I don't see it changing right away. But 2016, the median price, $1,184,000, going backwards, $1,132,000, $1,150,000. So we broke the million mark in 2014. And prior to that, we were 2013, $946,000. And then for the 3 years, 2010, 11, and 12, the doldrum years, it was about $800,000 median price for those 3 years. 2010, actually, $855,000. And fewer number of sales back then than last year. Again, 2018 hit by, you know, the debris flow in Montecito, number of sales dropped. But, you know, we had fewer sales in 2014 and 2011 and 2010. And 2016 was pretty close to the same number of sales as 2018. So, you know, it's not radical surgery in the drop in the number of sales. And the median price also was close, a drop of 2.3%. And again, take out Montecito, a 1.7% increase in the median sales price. So there you go. Bob's your uncle. I think that's year over year. Oh, quickly, condos. I forgot about that. Increase in the median price of condos, $650,000 in 2018. 2017, it was $631,000. 2016, it was $603,000. 2015, $598,000. 2014, $560,000. So the median price marching on every year upward. And the number of solds, virtually the same. Condo sold 430 in 2018, 427 in 2017. The record number was 554 condo sales in 2015. There you go. So 3% increase in the median price in the condos and virtually identical number of sales in the condos for 2018 versus 2017. Okay, that's year-over-year stats. We're going to take a quick break, come back with our guest, Trudy Carey, wearing many hats, and we're going to discuss some topics, color trends, dog rooms. You know, when you're in the doghouse, maybe you'll find something to do. Dryer vent story, safety, and we'll find out an update on Patterson's self-storage. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.